Boys and girls, your attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I want to be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times, some not-so-subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. This installment of the Vinyl Garage presents an iconic part of the music business. Born in Indianapolis in 1949, remaining relevant and popular well into the 80s, occasionally being brought out of retirement still today. I'm referring to a what, not a who. The 45 RPM record, the heir apparent to the 78. The Way, a new song was presented to the world for over 40 years, many times changing it, influencing the face of recorded music. But there's two sides to every story and also every record. The A side may have changed the music world, but what about the flip? Was it also a great song that was just overshadowed by its record mate? Or a complete throwaway? This week on the Vinyl Garage, we explore what was on the other side of the little record with the big hole. Now, this might be sacrilege, but I'm no fan of Elvis. Don't get me wrong, I understand his influence on the record business, so starting a show with a contribution of his is no easy thing for me. But the importance of his first Sun single from 1954 can't be understated. That's all right. The B-side was no throwaway. Elvis and band took the slow waltz of Bill Monroe's Blue Moon of Kentucky and rocked it up a bit, recording the normally 3/4 time song in 4/4 time. Neither side charted.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. She's gonna bring me back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I can't talk it, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Now, Elvis may have started it all, at least some believe that, but it took the B-side of a Bill Haley and the Comets single to showcase the newborn rock and roll for the masses. Originally issued as the aforementioned Flipside, Rock Around the Clock went nowhere until featured in the film Black or Jungle. But what about the other side? 13 women and only one man in town. Intended to be the plug side.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and I was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea, while another one buttered my bread. Two gals gave me my money, two gals made me my clothes. And another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats, I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around.
Another B-side that shouldn't have been, at least according to the DJs that played it over the intended plug song, was Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. The intended A-side, Hung on You, was ignored, much to the chagrin of whack job producer Phil Spector, who actually called radio stations to try and stop them from playing what he considered to be a throwaway song. He was unsuccessful.
Girl, you got me to fall in love with you, though I'm not free to fall in love with you. Oh, baby, why did I have to get so we know, oh, oh, oh. Baby, oh, baby. And I wish I could get you out of my life. Put my heart on you out of my
Many times the first single of what is to become an iconic player in music is considered a highly influential disc, and The British Invasion, the first one at least, is a great place to start. The top five players of the first British Invasion are The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Who, The Animals, and The Hollies. Starting with The Beatles, but not really their first single, but the much more influential first U.S. single, I Wanna Hold Your Hand. The B-side being I Saw Her Standing There, the record that started Beatlemania in the States.
One, two, three, five!
Little spin, you say, wait a minute, daddy, you come, my friend. I love the way you walk when you pass me by. Even when you try to snub me, you kiss me, baby, when you give me the eye. But baby, I want to be loved.
Is that clear? I'm the face, baby, is that clear? I'm the face if you want it. I'm the face if you want it, dear. All the others are third class tickets by me, baby, is that clear? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? So many I'm seeing hard, and it's hard to see.
Another category of influential singles is best-selling. Now, just because a lot of people with incredibly bad taste happen to buy a lot of records doesn't a great record make. But it's undeniably significant, but maybe only to the record company's bottom line. The best-selling single of all time across all genres and all mediums was 1942's White Christmas. Bing Crosby also had the distinction of having the third bestseller from 1935, his recording of Silent Night. Between the two, Bing alone has sold 80 million records just on these two releases. So what was the B-side to White Christmas? God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, released on Decca from 1942 to 1973, and MCA thereafter.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem, in Jewry, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, the which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort.
Everything and nothing all in one. When you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun. I need to tell you how you light up everything. every second of the day. But in the moonlight, you just shine like a beacon on the bay. And I can't explain, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Takes my breath away. It's that feeling I get about you deep inside, and I can't describe, but it's something about the way you look tonight, takes my breath away. The way smile, you pull the deepest secrets from my heart, in all honesty, I'm speechless.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Shining car, just what I said. I'm a mighty, mighty, mighty man. I'm a mighty, mighty man.
Bestseller of all time was, surprisingly, Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime. I didn't see that one coming either. Coming in at a cool 30 million sold. The B-side? Mighty Man from 1970. Previous? Something About the Way You Look Tonight. The flip to Elton John's 1997 tribute to Princess Diana. A rewritten Candle in the Wind. A single that sold so many copies in the U.S. that it was the only one ever certified diamond, directly bypassing gold and platinum. The list of singles, historically selling more than 5 million copies, is populated by many of those you'd expect. Elvis, the Beatles, an inordinate amount of Christmas songs, the Monkees, and Roy Orbison, just to name a few. But along with them, there's a lot that just makes you scratch your head and wonder. The Village People's YMCA sold as many copies as I Wanna Hold Your Hand. And singles from Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting, Los Del Rio, The Macarena, and Britney Spears, I can't believe I'm actually mentioning her on my show, Baby One More Time, all have sold more than the Beatles' Hey Jude. Remember my people with incredibly bad taste buying lots of records comment early in the show? I rest my case.
We'll be right back. chance for the girls.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
Another big single that surprised me a lot was the Scorpions' Wind of Change, clocking in at a big-time 14 million sold and subsequently being the best-selling single by a German artist of all time. The flip was Tease Me, Please Me. Wind of Change's vinyl homage to the fall of the Berlin Wall, and apparently everyone in Europe wanted their own copy. Paul McCartney and Wings contributed to the big single in sales list with Mull of Kintyre, from 1977, an ode to the Kintyre Peninsula in Scotland where he owned a farm. The single has sold to date over 9 million copies. The A-side got lukewarm reception at best in the States, where we turned the record over and played the flip, Girl School, which made it to number 33 in the charts. The States had little to nothing to do with its incredible sales numbers worldwide. The Beatles' first single was Love Me Do from 1962. It went completely unnoticed to everyone except those in Northern Britain. It took until 1964 when I Wanna Hold Your Hand went huge in the States for the rest of the world to also take notice. The Rolling Stones story is quite similar. Their first single we've mentioned earlier this show didn't chart anywhere except the UK. It took 1965, and I can't get no satisfaction for the States to really notice the Stones. Their breakout disc. The B-side was The Under Assistant West Coast Promotion Man. A throwaway if I've ever heard one. Made it easier for other British bands that came after to be accepted in the States and qualify for a place on this show with an influential single. We're wrapping it up with the flip sides of some big singles by a few of the 60s biggest British acts. Don't Run and Hide, the B-side to The Hollies' Bus Stop. I Know You, B-side to Glad All Over by Dave Clark Five. From Home, the flip side to the huge single Wild Thing by The Troggs. And Since You've Been Gone, reverse of their number one Game of Love by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Why? strong. I try to see you, you're always gone. From home, girl. From home, girl.
You've been gone. I can't sleep at night since you've been gone. 7 days a week I think of you. What's my poor heart gonna do? Oh, things don't seem so good since you've been gone. Don't feel a way I should since you've been gone. Sit at home alone, wondering what to do. Can't believe it's happened, it's not true. No more crying, no more heartache. If you come back to me, oh, since you've been gone.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.